Britain becomes the latest country to shut shops and impose travel restrictions to halt further spread of COVID-19. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson said last night every person in the UK is now enlisted to help fight the spread of coronavirus.
I urge you, at this moment of national emergency, to stay at home, protect our NHS, and save lives.
The government has ordered people to stay indoors for at least 3 weeks. People will only be able to leave home to shop for basic necessities, exercise once a day, and go to work if absolutely necessary. As the UK and other Western nations continue to hunker down, in Wuhan, the Chinese city at the center of the outbreak, residents are about to get relief from months-long travel and business restrictions. The city is slated to partly reopen on April 8th. That news is helping send financial markets across Asia and Europe well into positive territory today. The BBC's Stephen Ryan has a look at today's numbers.
We start in Japan, where the Nikkei jumped 7.1%, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng closed up 4.5%. In Europe, the Euro Stoxx 600 is up 4%, with Italy's benchmark up 5% after tentative signs the spread of COVID-19 is slowing in the country. Meanwhile, EU finance ministers are set to meet via teleconference later to look at European Commission proposals for unlocking the $438 billion in aid. As negotiations continue in the Senate on a stimulus package, and after the Federal Reserve announced it would buy unlimited treasuries and mortgage-backed securities, US stock futures jumped 5%, hitting their upper limit. In London, I'm the BBC's Stephen Ryan for Marketplace.
Well, governments and central banks have put trillions of dollars to work to shore up economies in the face of this coronavirus crisis. But there are a few hang-ups on the fiscal front in the U.S. Some lawmakers want to ban companies from continuing to buy back shares and issue dividend payments, moves that give spare cash to shareholders as a kind of reward for sticking with the company. Even the Federal Reserve has said companies taking part in a new corporate bond buying program will, at least for a time, not be allowed to carry on with those programs. David Kuo, co-founder of The Smart Investor in Singapore, explains why these common practices are facing increased scrutiny.
When a company is receiving money from, say, the government, that money is really designed to be distributed to its employees, for instance. It's meant to keep the company in business. Now, if the company then takes that money to buy back its own shares, well, it's not really sort of doing what that relief fund was designed for. But essentially, a company might turn around and say, well, if I use the money to buy back my shares because I believe my shares to be undervalued, that is doing good for the company and for investors. And this is why it's so controversial, because you've got the investors on one hand who wants to see the share price go up, but then on the other hand, the employees are saying, well, I'm going to be out of a job if you take that money, and instead of giving it to us as wages, you're going to use that money for buying back the shares.
Many American companies, including the big banks, McDonald's, Boeing, they've all suspended their buybacks for now. Why do you think this practice, though, is not under the same kind of scrutiny in other parts of the world?
Each jurisdiction must have a look at how they're going to be using that money. Now, one example would be here in Singapore. The three big banks recently went back and bought back their shares. I don't think many people are criticizing the banks for doing that because they haven't laid people off. They're not firing their workers. And what they're saying is that we just look at the share price and we say it is unreasonably cheap at the moment. And in order to try and push up the share price, they're going in and buying those shares and canceling them, which should benefit shareholders.
David Kuo, co-founder of The Smart Investor in Singapore. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you're working from home and thinking about what to do on your lunch break, how about taking a tour of London without ever leaving your couch? Katie Wignall is founder of tour company Look Up London, and she has just the ticket.
That's Guildhall that you see in front of you. This is from Google Maps. What you're looking at with the red banners now is the Guildhall Art Gallery. We're just panning around.
Well, because of UK travel restrictions, Katie has had to cancel all of her walking tours for the foreseeable future. So now she's leading virtual tours around London on Instagram. She's leveraging the Street View feature on Google Maps and her own photos to help set the scene.
When I posted saying I was
postponing and rescheduling all of the walking tours, I had a lot of lovely feedback from them saying, you know, they were going to miss the tours. And I kind of felt like, oh, there is a way now with technology that maybe we can keep the tours going.
And you had people from all over the world, Frankfurt, Israel, Brazil, DC, South Africa. I mean, people from all over.
Yeah, it was amazing. Someone from Taiwan, someone from Tasmania. What people really felt was in that time, they were all connected and just able to, for 20, 30 minutes, just forget about whatever they were focusing on before and enjoy a bit of London history. Really, what this is trying to do is encourage people who might be tempted, who have symptoms, to go out and about, to feel a little closer to outside.
And this is your livelihood. This is your business. You run walking tours all over London. So without being able to do that anymore, are you able to make a little bit of money at least doing these virtual tours?
People have been incredibly generous. I've been overwhelmed with donations that people have been sending over PayPal. I definitely see the potential of doing virtual walks, and I think it will be a really exciting time actually to see how this changes things.
Katie Wignall, founder of Look Up London, thank you.
Thank you.
Finally, if you've been out and about in the shops and run into problems trying to find essentials like hand sanitizer, a supermarket in Denmark has a solution. Instead of restricting purchases, it's selling the first bottle for $6 and the second for $150. Let us know what companies you've seen doing innovative policies. We're at the hashtag BBC Marketplace on Twitter. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.